Thank you. Bonsoir, Monsieur Dame. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, May 18th, 2014, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. In connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The two songs you heard at the top of the hour were Real Swing Shit by Minaj Quad and 151 by Midnight Crash. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And happy Billboard Music Awards viewing, if you're into that kind of thing. I am actually currently watching the Billboard Awards on mute. So, yes, I hope you're enjoying that, or if you've already seen it, that you liked the results. I'm really Ariana Grande a lot, and Shakira, of course. She's amazing. She looked great on stage. And this new girl, or new to me, new lady, Iggy Azalea, when I first heard her song, I thought she was the Brett. if you guys are familiar with the Brett, D.A. Brett. And then the first time I ever saw her was when I was watching Jimmy Kimmel one night, and I was like, is that the Brett? And I got up, because I usually just listen to the TV every now and again. I'll be in another room and just hear it. And I was like, is that the Brett? And I got up and looked, and I'm like, that definitely is not the Brett. But anyways, her song right now is pretty cool. I like that song. I don't know overall. I haven't heard anything else, but yeah, she looked pretty good on stage too. So, in the meanwhile, please enjoy. How about That Kind Scene by Shayui, and I'll be right back with you.
Lorita, si my control, 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 Lorita, si my control,
You're listening to Naked Girls Radio, and it's me, Sandra London. You're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is an erotic short called The Sweetest Death. Enjoy.
Boy.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme. Your lust. The throttle, the glide, you wanna slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high, you ride. My lust.
Your clothes are clean, in your skull t-shirt. You say, why did you do
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. You just heard You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse. And then, okay, I just found a song, like, earlier, very early this afternoon that I thought was really cool. I'm probably going to buy their whole, what would you call it, album? probably tonight. So, yeah, I want to go ahead and try to play it. But it's a song called Bloody Angel by Avatar.
I'm
Yes. So yes, that there melody was by a group called Avatar, and the song title is Bloody Angel. Awesome. I liked it. There's a certain type of very heavy music that I really like, and that's about fits the bill. Yes, I hope you all enjoyed that out there. My call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
Life I live today will never be the same. I gone so far away, no coming back for me. Wake up every day, same look on my face, still holding on to pain. Now you can set me free. Now you can set me this life I'm given. Road I blaze, the place I've been in. Truth I told, these fears don't listen. Yes, I see you in my vision. I'm lost and I'm aware I'm living. So my photo flip this business. Through the dark side of my dreams, you're even keeping me uplifted. Spiral down under the sun, looked up and I wanted one. Tried to find my way somewhere, now I'm right where I started running. Life I live today will never be the same. I gone so far away, no coming back for me. Wake up every day, same look on my face, still holding on to pain. Now you can set me free. For those that don't believe this, I believe it's my destiny. But the song, it ain't for me, it's for you, motherfucker. No matter how you perceive it, daddy ain't no angel, mother was a demon. What to make me another suicidal Jesus? Couldn't see the picture until I found all the pieces. Passed our society, serving up the species. What to make me another suicidal genius? Better find your way through the infernos where your dreams is. And once you find your purpose, man, you better fucking keep it. I'm striving for a life that I don't accept as decent. I've been crucified and now I need you to release me. Life I live today will never be the same. I gone so far away, no coming back for me. Wake up every day, same look on my face, still holding on to pain. Now you can set me free.
Waiting for you, baby. When I tell you that I love you.
Sandra London, and you're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is called Hot Housekeeping. It's about what happens when three is company. A very full house, indeed.
How do they say that?
I don't know, but it's about to start. Hello? You're watching Sandra London TV, and what you're about to hear is a hot, cold reading of the very next video coming up that's going to be called Housekeeping, and we will start right about now.
Ariola, I clean now?
Yes, you cleaning.
I fluff for you.
Oh, yes, yes, good, good boy, Patrick, I like.
Ariola, are you in there? I want to see our son, Arnie.
Yes, Mario, I am there. I am almost coming.
Do we have the time? I finish?
Patrick, you must not be so hot in here. Mario will ask a funny question. Arnie does not look anything like him. He looks like you, puppy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mira, you can see.
Uh-oh. Ariola, come, come. I want to spend a quality time with my family. Give me my son. You never let me see him for very long.
I come. I come. I just wanted to show Patrick how to wax. My ass.
What is going on in there?
The glass puppy. I'm showing him how to wax the glass.
Nonsense. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, if only you had, baby. If only you had.
My baby.
Voila. So that's it so far. That's this little script I wrote up in about 5 minutes or so. I'm going to work on it, and we're going to do the actual play version of it. And then you'll see it, and our faces will be out of hiding. Good night. listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. You just heard Summer Waves by Here, Kitty Kitty. They're based in L.A. somewhere, or Orange County, somewhere in California. But yes, I hope you like that song. Okay, I suppose it is a good time for a story time with Sandra, a live reading per request. I'm blaming Lamar. Per request of Lamar Gafford, I will go ahead and do that live reading. It's a piece of my latest piece of work, a satire based on the whole Clippers scandal. No, I don't personally know any of these people, so this is just, you know, speculative parody based off of an article I was reading on Oregon Live, OregonLive.com, where they actually listed the transcript of one of the interviews, one of the CNN interviews with Anderson and Mr. Sterling. But yes, anyways, here we go. I've never read it aloud, actually, so this is my first time reading it aloud. Yay, gather around. Okay. All right. This was published on livinggrind.com, a.k.a. it's a livinggrindinla.com, on Tuesday, May 13th at 6:17 a.m. Pacific time. Okay, the people, according to Starling, quote-unquote, the girl, A, is possibly a UV ray-veiled sorceress of unknown origin with the power to hypnotize the owner with Jedi nitrous mind tricks, forcing the owner's mouth to form utterances that are morally repugnant and terrible to re-remember in context. B, has a gift for speaking in tongues, a seldom-used secret weapon of strange talk that comes seemingly out of nowhere, involving foreign political words rarely heard escaping the lips of delicatessens, words of erudition like people, Instagram, and black, which are all unfamiliar, alarming, and could only ever befuddle the 80-year-old ear. C is a flower or a girl who is, regrettably, not bound by contract, confidential, non-disclosure, or otherwise. D is not a billionaire, and not technically a millionaire, but has stood close to both. E probably has at least three friends per those four box seats on any given game night. F, I hope I'm going to get the alphabet right because I didn't actually letterize these. F is a girl or a flower who is not bound by contractual agreement, confidential or otherwise. G has voluntarily and consensually stood and walked next to persons or people who are darker than she in a public place or media are known to be present. H is a girl, a woman, or a flower who the owner has met with at least once in a private conversation, if memory self-serves. I appears to have given the appearance of exercising outstanding professional courtesy. J is younger than the owner's wedding cake. K is someone the owner does not trust. L is someone the owner would have wanted to have and to have known biblically and or sufficiently. And M is reimbursing a company of the owner for its no-business interest loan. The big people, a.k.a. magic, A, has the power to lull the owner into suspended animation for 7 days with a single phone call from an undisclosed number. B is someone who has not done a harmful thing to anyone. C, without a doubt, knew every girl in every city in America over 20 years ago. D is to be universally admired, but only if you're 18 years of age or older and or reside outside of the jurisdiction of Los Angeles. E, ought to be respected for every irrelevant thing that he does, you know, insofar as not helping black people in South LA, and the owner wants to help too. The owner, A, is so apologetic. B, guesses words when and as he speaks to anyone outside of himself, notwithstanding those who are not him. White or Latina, flower or girl? People? What people? Some people? Many, many people? C, likes or liked or liked a girl, and for that he is foolish. D, will not discuss women, their effects, nor what goes into them. E, has kept track of each and every time flowers have spoken five-letter words. F finds it terrible that somebody, them, and they heard what he had said about what he represents. G is someone that you people are ignorant as to what it takes, that you people are ignorant as to what it takes to attempt to impress the delicate. Next, has recently discovered that his grandchild may possibly be associated with a private corporation which espouses and implements exclusionary practices. Next, is so apologetic. Next, loves people, some people, and many, many people. Next, feels that he has hurt binders full of people, possibly innocently too. Next, would love to be asked by a big, irrelevant black guy to help the minorities he loves helping. Next, loves to feed, house, clothes, and provide for beautiful black bodies, a real Captain Saber Pro. Next, is/was bound by private contract with at least 29 other owners. Next, is so apologetic. ***, allegedly. To be clear, Sandra London, yours truly, posted at 6:17 a.m. Pacific Time on Tuesday, May 13, 2014. Voila, there you go, and yeah, hope you enjoyed that slice of life. Check out your next song, Stones by Ray Lazerk.
You reason. You ever had that girl that drives you crazy? So official, so fun.
Cause she driving crazy. Ooh, mama got a mean walk. I mean shoe game. I've been trying to hold on. I want your body, babe.
Sitting in the Chevy, paper and filter tips. BB is the dress, her shoes ridiculous. Her lips like licorice, her clutch is alligator. Prada eyewear, so she don't see them haters. I love her hair, I love her tight skirt. I see her...
Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London.
Hey, this is Lamar.
Oh my goodness. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you?
Good, good. Do you like that reading right there?
That was great reading. Yeah, I said, I had read the blog. I had read the post, actually, just a few minutes ago, and I just was like, well, you know what? Why don't you read it? So,
oh,
go for it.
Thank you. Well, so what's going on now then? Who's all made it? I know Clippers are out of it now, but Oklahoma's in it, right? Miami?
Right.
Who else?
Yeah, right now we still got, we got four teams left in it. We got Indiana and Miami, who played today, and Indiana won the game, I think 105 to 95 or 96, something like that. So they got a one game to none lead over Miami. And in the West, you got San Antonio and Oklahoma City. And they begin their series tomorrow.
Hi. Okay. Well, wait, let's see. Derek Fisher, he's with Miami, right? Is he still there?
He's with Oklahoma City. He's still there, though. He's still
hanging around with Oklahoma
right now.
But he was with Miami for a minute, though, right? In the past?
Never was.
Never. Where's my memory? Then who was he with before? He didn't go straight there from Lakers, right? He was with somebody else. No?
I think when he got, yeah, bro, when he got traded, I think it was a couple of years ago, he got traded, you know, he was with Houston, but they bought him out, and then he came to Oklahoma City, and then he played for Dallas, and, well, he decided to retire, and then after 2 weeks later, he was like, oh, I missed the game, I'm going back to Oklahoma City.
Aye, yay, okay, well, then Oklahoma, that's my team right now, then. And what, you still have Miami? You got Miami?
Right now, I mean, it's anybody's ball game. It's anybody's guess. I mean, all these teams seem to have a little bit of a flaw, but then they also have a reason why they can win it. Indiana's so inconsistent. Miami's been, you know, Miami, they have been in the grind right now. Oklahoma City, they have an injury to one of their key players, Serge Ibaka.
Who?
And then Serge Ibaka. And then you also have San Antonio, which, you know, they're strong. They always are there. But, you know, some people also can remember, like, they're still – they kind of have – their top three players are a little bit older. So everybody has a flaw, but then again, everybody has very big reasons of why they can win. So it's going to be interesting.
Well, wait. Well, how are those three older players? They're still putting up the points and – like,
oh, yeah, they're still putting up
playing
a
good defense.
Still, oh,
well,
yeah,
that's not
still
a flaw. That's not a
job.
Flaw, then.
Huh. It's all okay. About the matchups, though. That's the thing. Like, if you got
is
a team
Oklahoma, like,
that's
a young
going to
team,
run it up
their whole,
down.
Like, most
yeah.
of their team
now,
is
they're
young
a younger
Oklahoma.
Team.
Aye.
They're a younger
okay.
team. So, still going to be interesting to see.
Wow. Huh. All right. Well, I'm going to say Oklahoma because of Derek Fisher. I love him. I don't know. He's just beautiful. He's gorgeous. And otherwise, if they weren't in it, I'd probably go for San Antonio just because of that, like, mayor dude who's, like, a rising star in the Democratic Party. He's from San Antonio. I can't remember his name at the very moment, but he spoke at one of the presidential things like a while ago. I was like, he's cute. And he has like a twin. So I was like, okay. So I'd probably go, mm-hmm. I'd say West Coast if Oklahoma were not in it. So yeah. Yes. But did they broadcast news reports about like California are fire NATOs? I had never even known that existed until like recently, like waking up for a second, like, and seeing the TV on and seeing like sparks and then like blue, like from one, you know, seemingly contained fire to like a jumping around and becoming something else. I'm like, that's like nightmares. Like,
I know, right?
Show that.
I haven't
show
really
that.
Gotten
you
a
guys?
Chance. Yeah, I hadn't got a chance to see it too much. But you know, I mean, I've seen it from years past and stuff, and I mean, the one thing I just ask for y'all to do is just stay
safe out
there.
Well, that's more frequent
there,
for
you.
You all. Well, well, thank you. But that's like it's more frequent, like in the what Midwest and South, right? Like fire.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that existed.
Well,
yeah,
I didn't know. Oh,
like,
the fire tornadoes.
Yes. It's like
I didn't know those
existed.
I learned
something new. I did not either. Like, what?
I didn't know those existed. I mean, I've seen tornadoes. I've seen, like, those dust whirlwinds and stuff. But I've never
seen
a tornado
whirlwind.
Out of fire.
I watched Wizard of Oz. So I knew about the just plain dust. And I've heard about, like, weird, like, dust storms at, what is it called, oh, geez. Why am I forgetting it right now? Burning Man.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, always advise people to bring, like, some sort of weird face covering in a way because there's so much, like, dust and debris everywhere. But, yeah, I don't know.
That would be just scary.
It was shocking, scary. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm trying to think if there's something else that, did you watch the awards this evening, the Billboard music?
I got a chance to see a little bit of them in between me making a Walmart run. You know, I have to say, I'm just
first
being honest.
Well, there you go.
But,
it's fine.
but I think I did get a chance to see some of it. Did you?
Bits and pieces. I largely had it on mute since I started the show, so it was kind of weird. I was playing a song that I just heard for the first time earlier today, the Bloody Angel song. I don't know if you caught that. It was like kind of heavy metal. That was when the Michael Jackson, I don't know, like hologram or whatever it was. I'm like, I don't know if it was supposed to be like a Tupac-style hologram or some, who knows, I don't know, but, you know, it's kind of on at the same time. I'm all, this is surreal. So, I don't know what song was performed. I just saw the creature or the being or the signature of the person of Michael Jackson, like, on the stage with some, like, dancers that may have not been there all the way, or could have been to, who knows. But that was on mute. I was playing a very thematic heavy metal song. So I'm going to have to catch up afterwards, after the fact.
I must have missed that part.
You missed it. But I was able to see Ariana Grande when she was performing. It was just before the show started, so I was able to watch that with full audio. And Shakira in full audio. And I love her. Shakira's awesome. She's, like, just amazing, amazing voice. She's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And great performer. So that was fun. Yes. That's about all. And puppy doggy is, like, laying, being nice and good today. He's sleeping next to me, being pretty and nice.
Nice.
I forgot. Do you have animals? I don't remember.
I don't have any right here in the city I live in, But back at home, I have a dog and a cat.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately, since I live in an apartment.
Uh-oh. Hello? Excuse me. Oh, it's me. Hello?
Pleasure.
Okay, I lost contact. There you go. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, yes. What kind of cats and dog, or cat and dog?
Yeah, a cat and a dog back at home.
What kind?
I think the cat is a tabby cat, and I think the dog is kind of like a chihuahua and mixed with something else.
Oh, it's a girl or a boy?
The dog's a boy, the cat is a girl.
Oh, is the dog all yappy or like, cool for a
chihuahua? He's pretty cool. He's pretty cool. Like, if there's somebody that comes into the yard that he doesn't know, he'll probably start running around a little bit. He might pee, but if he knows you pretty well, then, you know, he won't do that. And, you know, he'll just allow you to pet him, and that's pretty much it. I mean, he's not a vicious dog at all. So he's a real good one. He's a very good one. And I miss him.
Aww.
I mean, I miss them both because, like I said, since I live in this apartment here, they're kind of anal about that. I mean, you can't have pets around here, and that's kind of sad. And I hope one day I can.
Yes. Me too. Animals are awesome. They're fun. So how is your journalism going, sports journalism?
Right now, it's going along pretty good. We're winding up the high school season and the college season, so we're about to have about 2 months of pretty much nothing going on. So as we'll try to find out something in this small city what to write about, I might try to get my blog back going.
Yeah, we'll do that and get your summer boots on or summer sandals on or whatever and go to New Orleans or somewhere big. Baton Rouge.
I really should.
Like,
I mean,
do it. If there's nothing
I really should. I haven't taken a vacation in a while, and actually I was thinking about going to Boston for this journalism convention, the NABJ thing. So hopefully I can go, and if not, well, I guess I'll try to take a vacation for something. I've said I wanted to do it for the past 3 years. I said I wanted to
do
it, but I haven't.
Do it.
Hopefully we can get the funds to do it.
That is an order. You must.
Well, everybody's been telling me to do it. I mean, I guess I got a great time.
You'll have a great time. You'll make good contacts with people.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be able to hook you up with something right there in Louisiana. What?
I hope so. I really do.
Yes. Well, please do. Well, the show is coming to a close. But thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for encouraging me to read my satire.
All right. Well, no problem. No problem. We'll do this again next week.
Yes, please do. Yes, yes.
All right. Take care.
Nice. That was Lamar Gafford. If you were just thinking it, blogspot.com. And if you look him up on Blog Talk Radio, he also has a sports radio show with a colleague of his. So check it out. And heading out, I will play Sleepyhead by Passion Pit, and I will chat with you all again next week, next Sunday evening for Playtime with Sandra Radio. Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night. with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.